Wavelength resolved reverberation mapping of quasar CTS C30.10, dissecting MGE and FEII emission regions, by Raj Prince et al. We present the results of the reverberation monitoring aimed at MGE broadline and FEII pseudocontinuum for the luminous quasar CTS C30.10 Z equals 0.90052 with the Southern African Large Telescope covering the years 2012-2021. We aimed at disentangling the MGE and UVFEII variability in the first measurement of UVFEII time delay for a distant quasar. We used several methods for time delay measurements and determined both FEII and MGE time delays, as well as performed a wavelength resolved time delay study for a combination of MGE and FEII in the 2700-2900 rest frame wavelength range. We obtained the time delay for MGE of 275.5 carat plus 12.4 to 19.5 days in the rest frame, while for FEII we have two possible solutions of 270.0 carat plus 13.8 to 25.3 days and 180.3 carat plus 26.6 to 30.0 in the rest frame. Combining this result with the old measurement of FEII UV time delay for NGC 5548, we discuss for the first time the radius luminosity relation for UV FEII with the slope consistent with 0.5 within uncertainties. Since FEII time delay has a shorter time delay component but lines are narrower than MGE, we propose that the line delay measurement is biased towards the BLR part facing the observer, with the bulk of the FE2 emission may arise from the more distant BLR region, one that is shielded from the observer. This was wavelength resolved reverberation mapping of quasar CTS C30.10, dissecting MGE and FEII emission regions, by Raj Prince et al.